a question for Kat otherwise.
Oh, yeah.
This is from William Isdale, who says, why do you get white blooms on refrigerated chocolate? I was recently given a block of chocolate for Christmas from a friend, and to avoid it melting, as it's currently summer here in Australia, where he is, I put it in the fridge. I finally got around to eating it today. When I unwrapped it, I noticed there were white spots all over the place.
Now, I've been doing a lifetime of research into chocolate.
Most of it practical.
Yes, exactly. Practical science into chocolate. And yes, you're right. Bloom on chocolate, this kind of white stuff you see on it, is not harmful. You get two types of bloom on chocolate. You get cocoa butter bloom, which is when the cocoa butter comes to the surface of the chocolate. And you can tell if you've got cocoa butter bloom because it kind of feels a bit oily and greasy. Or you can get sugar bloom, and that's when sugar crystals come out of your chocolate, and that feels kind of granular. But what's causing it? Well, chocolatiers think that what causes bloom is when you get temperature changes, big changes in temperature to chocolate. So, for example, as it's been hot in Australia, and now you've put your chocolate that's been in a hot place into the fridge to keep it cold, you've put it through quite a big temperature differential and then got it back out of the fridge again. So that's caused the bloom. And it's probably best just to try and keep your chocolate at a cool, stable temperature, not necessarily in the fridge. And that'll keep it nice and hopefully non-bloomy.
Thank you, Kat.